the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever, up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time, it may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year. And a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to try to recover the program after the appearance of one Charles Hollis. Charles. I like old Hollis. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he shows up and, you know, it feels like, the time that Tim Leary kidnapped Eldridge Cleaver out in the desert or something. Things just get real weird, you know?
Feels like I dropped into a Natural Born Killers movie.
I mean, you know, a guy shows up with a towel on his head.
Literally.
Yeah.
I put a picture on Facebook. Someone texted me and said, take a picture of Charles while he's in there. Dave had the best picture, so I put it on Facebook.
That is a that's a shout out to a dedicated listener who's good at the Photoshops.
Dynamite at Photoshop. You had one of me the other day Photoshopped. I can't even remember what it was, but it made me cackle.
I remember it.
I sensibly chuckled.
Well, you know.
It was a sensible chuckle.
This listener is a funny guy.
A funny guy, eh?
It's not me. I'm not saying, like, I'm not doing that thing. It's truly, he's good at that type of stuff.
Jamie Riley, the Dean of Students at the University of Alabama, has resigned following a Breitbart story on his controversial tweets. The statement from the university to AL.com, the story I'm reading from, it says Dr. Jamie Riley has resigned his position at the University of Alabama by mutual agreement. Neither party will have further comments. That means he got paid.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would he not comment?
Dude.
I'd be backing that bus over the school.
Bruh.
Yeah.
This is a dream. Uh-huh. Okay? I mean, what do you think his severance was?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think they paid him? $250?
I bet he got $500,000. He was probably making $350.
I will take any job that you will give me and then leave said job within 6 months if you give me a $500,000 payout.
Yeah, but...
I promise you.
He was probably... You know how much university salaries are right now?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably making $3-$3.5 million.
Yeah.
Large?
Yeah.
And now he's got to go
perpetuity?
Yeah, forever. Yeah. I mean, that's a job you can't lose, and you get retirement based on that.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It is a job. It's hard to lose the job. I guess when they don't scrub your tweets beforehand? I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. One of the tweets suggested police are racist. For context, Jamie Riley is an African American, though I don't know that it matters. Said the well, it does matter because he's talking about my people. I want to let you know who his people are. Says the American flag represents a systemic history of racism for my people. That's what he tweeted in September 2017. Police are a part of that system. Is it hard to see that correlation? I'll say this. He should have been fired just for not using the word correlation correctly. I mean, he's working at an esteemed flagship university. Yeah. The University of Alabama.
No, university. It's just the university.
The university.
But the. See, it's the university. It's the Ohio State, remember, because yeah, they patented it. Whatever it was.
Ohio State University. The University of Alabama. But I think he should have been fired if for no other reason than to have used correlation incorrectly there. Also, in October 2016 tweet, it's something about the fall. He starts tweeting in September and October every year.
Hmm.
And he goes crazy. It must be football.
Yeah. You know, he gets blotto at a tailgate and starts tweeting about systemic racism, you know? It happens.
The dean also suggested in an October 2016 tweet that movies about slavery are made to remind black people of our place in society.
Baron, who among us?
He tweeted that whites can't judge racism because they don't experience it. Said, I'm baffled about how the first thing white people say is, that's not racist, when they can't even experience racism. I'm just not sure. A lot of people on the comments, oh, they shouldn't have fired him, they shouldn't have academic freedom, whatever. I'm not sure this guy represents all students. I think he had. If you were sending a white student to Alabama, would you think the dean of students would care as much for your student as a black student, knowing this guy's tweeting history?
Yeah, I don't know.
What if your student was a police officer? You know, you could be a police officer, 20, 21 years old, police officer 2 or 3 years, working part time, going to the University of Alabama. Do you think this guy's gonna treat you fairly if he has the opportunity?
Yeah, I don't know.
The problem is with a guy like this. The problem isn't that he said those things. The problem is that he said those things and then sought to put himself in a position of power and authority over people that he doesn't like, or that he thinks less of.
There's that.
I mean, if you go around and you're anti-Semitic, like Louis Farrakhan or you know. Ilhan Omar. That's fine. I mean, it's inappropriate. You shouldn't be anti-Semitic. Jewish people have never done anything to you, in all likelihood. But if you are, whatever. But don't go putting yourself in a position where half your students are Jewish. Don't go seek out a position like that. Because you know you're not going to treat them fairly. You know you're not going to give them the breaks. You know you're going to favor the other folks in the class. If you if you don't like black folks, or you don't like white folks, or you think that black folks or white folks get a raw deal or whatever, don't go into the education business. It's not the business for you.
Well, where else can a guy make $350 a year to, you know?
I would say it's white people welfare, but he's black.
Right.
Well, actually, being black at the University of Alabama, he might have made $1.25.
Still made a.
They make so much money. Have you ever seen the salaries of Auburn and Alabama? It is gross. Gross. I saw a list one time. A client gave me this list. Of all the people at Auburn University that make $150,000 or more. The list was like 7 pages long.
Yeah, and how many of them are professors?
I don't know. Half or less?
I would say not that many. It's all admin.
It's disgusting.
That's the thing. Like, you know, there's always this thing about, you know, growth in... what do you call it? Like college tuition expenses and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all. I mean, there's two things that you can control, right? It's admin and physical plant.
Yeah,
and I mean, and that's what just it just grows. That just never stops.
The other thing, the final point I would make on this is, who the hell hired this guy? It's not like you had to go back to 07 and find his Facebook post from when Facebook was new. Not like you had to scroll for years on Twitter. We're talking September since 2017. Right. He was hired what, a year ago? So we're talking a year old tweet. Nobody bothered to scroll through his Twitter feed a little bit?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, it's, what year is it? Oh, yeah, it's 2019.
Yeah. Maybe check out his Twitter feed.
Folks got Twitter and stuff, you know?
Maybe look at it. Again, if you're hiring this guy to be a cook, if you're hiring this guy to drive a bus, if you're hiring this guy to teach math even, if you're hiring this guy to be your accountant, I don't think it matters. Because those things, you either do it well or you don't.
Oh, really? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Numbers, I mean, if you're an accountant, the numbers either add up or they don't.
Right.
If you're a cook, the food is either at temperature or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You followed the recipe or you didn't. You know, you're driving the bus. Did you get the kids there safely or not?
Right, or did you, see a car freak out and drive off a cliff, you know?
Right. But this guy has ministerial functions over white and black kids, and he obviously doesn't like the white ones.
Well.
So who hired the guy? Who hired the guy? You know who might hire a guy like that?
Who's that?
Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders says that his administration would feature population control. Some other administrations that featured population control? Pol Pot, Mao, Stalin.
Go on. You mean the Mount Rushmore of despots?
Yes. I mean, when you hear population control from a guy who wants to control the military, that should scare the hell out of everybody. Like, everybody's hair should have stood up on the back of their neck the moment I read that headline. Bernie Sanders says my administration would feature population control. Okay.
You know, I kind of admire his honesty on some levels, though, you know? I mean, it takes a lot to be running for president and be like, you know who had good ideas? That Pol Pot. Now, of course, I would be one of the first people against the wall because I wear glasses and they killed everybody with glasses because, you know, not being able to see is weakness. But we're going to kill the strong people.
They want to kill you, conservatives. They want to murder you. They want to take you out. Remember the left used to say, nobody wants to take your guns. And then the 2020 presidential Democratic primary came along, and all of a sudden they're like, okay, so everybody's going to have to give up their guns. We're going to have a mandatory buyback, and if you don't give your guns back, we're gonna arrest you and throw you in prison.
You know, Baron, it's almost like there's like this unseen force that keeps pushing them to take crazier and crazier, positions.
It's called.
You know, I mean, I think it's groupthink or really what happens too, though, because you've been involved in a lot of campaigns. What happens is somebody will get they'll get an idea and it'll catch fire and everybody's like, why didn't we think of that?
We're going one step farther.
These guys can't get outwoked.
Yeah. They're right? So woke.
They're so, I mean, dude, yeah. Yeah. They haven't slept in years. They're so woke. I mean, they got what do you call it? Their eyes look like they got toothpicks, you know, between the eyelids, you know, just propping them open. They look like the guy in that scene from Clockwork Orange, you know, where they make him watch the video and they pry his eye. That's how woke they are, Baron. Their eyes are fully open. And so then they come out with, you know, population control, gun control, you know, everything else.
An audience member asked Bernie Sanders about educating everyone on the need to curb population growth. An audience member believes there's a need to curb population growth. Let me just let you in on a little fact before I read Bernie's stupid answer. Because you need this fact. You could take everybody in the world, 7 billion people in the world, 7.5 billion people. You could put them all inside the state of Texas.
Oh.
It would be a city as dense as, like, some of the denser cities in Asia. It would be dense. But you would have the entire rest of the planet to do whatever you wanted.
Not just the state of Texas. You could fit the entire population of the world in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, if you wanted to.
The largest city in America by size.
By land.
By square mile size, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It would be dense. People stacked in there like sardines, but you could do it, and they could live, and they would have a house or apartment or something, or condo, high-rise probably they'd all live in. But it would be dense. But you would have the entire rest of the world grow food, mine for resources, whatever you wanted to do. Just let it go wild.
I saw a thing yesterday that had like you can basically a 1 by 1 by 1 mile cube, like a mile high,
yeah,
mile length, mile width cube.
I know what a cube is. Yeah.
Could, well, I'm just illustrating for the audience, you know. You do?
Cube, you know, a three-dimensional object. It's just kind of built on squares.
It's like a square, but like it goes up as well.
But it only goes up the same amount.
But basically, like if there was a building that size, could fit the whole world population.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. You'd be shoulder to shoulder.
Sure.
It'd be hot.
Well.
And you'd have people a mile above you, potentially.
Yeah.
But yeah,
still, you know what I mean?
You could make it. Here's how dumbass Bernie answered it. Good evening. Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. Says who? Says who? They've been telling us this for 50 years that we can't sustain it. 50 years ago, they said, oh my gosh, we're going to run out of oil. We're going to run out of water. We're going to run out of food. People are going to be starving in the streets. You know what we have instead? The lowest poverty rate in the history of humanity right now. The lowest starvation rate in the history of humanity right now. The highest standard of living across the board, period. End of story in the history of the world. You know why? More people. More people can think up more solutions to problems.
Yep.
I realize this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial to face. Empowering women and educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. So the audience member asked this question. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe? This is why they're going to murder us to save the climate, to save the planet. They're going to murder us to save the planet. They're going to put people in camps to save the planet. You don't believe me? 4 years ago, Josh Moon sat in this studio with his liberal mindset and his liberal ideas, and I like Josh as a friend. I don't particularly care for his liberalism, but... And he said, Barron, nobody's taking your guns. Nobody's ever taking your guns. Nobody's coming for your guns. Have you watched the Democratic debates? They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your guns. They're banning guns. They're doing mandatory buybacks. These are the ideas floating around in mainstream presidential candidates. People who want to control policy here in America. They're coming for your guns.
I mean, and people who, you know, should they get the nomination have truly, they have probably, what, a 48 or 49% chance of becoming the president. I mean, it's like the country's very divided. You know, there's certain states that the liberals are, that the Democrats going to win, that the Republicans going to win, and we're fighting on like four of them, you know, and so if they get to the machines, if the right people show up, the wrong people don't. I mean, so it's not like it's not like this is a thought experiment.
No, they're coming for your guns.
There's a very good chance.
And if Bernie comes, he's coming for your kids.
Well,
here's
some people have a lot of kids, Barron.
You know what how he answers this question? He answers it by talking about abortion. They're going to abort their way. You know who else aborted their way to lower population? China. Forced abortions. If you had a second child, they would force you to have an abortion or tax you or steal your child and give it to a family in Western China that was infertile. He says, the answer is yes, and the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions. Bernie, I'd like to outwoke you here. I've got young kids. I think you should be able to kill them up to the age of 6. You know how many times my 4-year-old has done something, I think, you know what? If only Bernie Sanders was president, we had population control.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be spilling that Play-Doh on the floor and leaving it. I promise you that.
If we legalized extreme late-term abortion. Yeah,
extreme. Like 20th trimester abortion.
My child's in his 480th month.
I have a friend that does that. I have a friend that, she'll post a picture of her kid and say, 44 months.
Right.
I'm like, 4. Your kid's almost 4.
Well, you know.
The Mexico City Agreement, which denies American aid to those organizations around the world that allow women to have abortions or even get involved in birth control, to me is totally absurd, he continued. So I think especially in poor countries around the world where women do not necessarily want large numbers of babies. How do you know they don't want large numbers of babies?
Right.
And where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have is something I very, very strongly support. To begin with, Bernie's an idiot because the Mexico City policy... has nothing to do with birth control. Has only has to do with abortion, period.
Right.
Nothing to do with birth control. But the bottom line is, now you understand why the left is infatuated with birth control and abortion. Now you know why their abortion clinics are in the neighborhoods they're in. Where's the abortion clinic in Montgomery? It's not in Wind Lakes. It's not. Not in Wind Lakes. It's not at East Chase. They don't want to abort people with East Chase.
I'm sorry.
It's true.
I know.
You know where it is? Perry Street, West Montgomery. One block from West Montgomery.
It's not up back by the Renfros. In East Chase, past Costco.
No, it ain't back there. What are we going to do today, honey? You want to go to Target? You want to go to Academy or Dick's? You want to go get an abortion?
Well, you know. Going to one of those, you know, might lead
cause
to
the others. That's why the abortion clinics are where they are, people. It's why they're where they are.
Big light-up sign. With these lights, like, on the Price is Right, with the, you know, going around, the light bulbs going around. Ding, 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 ding. Come in today. Special, special.
Come kill your upper middle class white child. No, that's not where they are. They have them in black neighborhoods. If you are a black man or woman, they want to kill your child. You understand that, right? That's always been the policy of the left. That was the reason for abortion in the first place. Look it up.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. Guys, 25 minutes after 10 o'clock, my man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Let me give a plug to my man Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers for just a second. You won't believe it. He told me yesterday, I talked to him yesterday. I said, how you doing over there? He said, it's a little slow. I said, what? Is it a little slow? Guys, he said, it's always like this when school goes back. People get busy, they get in their routine. Go scour your cabinets. Go scour your closet. Scour your drawers. Scour everything. Look for any little piece of gold you can find. It is so high right now. You'll walk out with a check so big. You'll walk out with a check. You can only write it on one of those gigantic, like, checks that Publishers Clearinghouse gives you. And it's not that he's giving you, like, a show check. It's the way it is. It's hard to carry the checks around he's writing. They're so big. Get by there when you get a chance. Get by there when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. He's got the most amazing jewelry selection. The guy is a jeweler extraordinaire. Check out his Facebook page. Look at some. He has an emerald cut. Some kind of ring. I can't remember what he said. I'm not a diamond guy. He is. On his Facebook page, beautiful ring. It's like 1.6 carats. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. One of those that, like, you wonder how the woman picks her hand up off the ground. Like, off the table. Uh-huh. It's that big. You know. Beautiful, beautiful ring. He's got some great stuff over there. But take him your old jewelry. Your scraps, it doesn't matter. He'll turn into cash.
or check. 27 minutes after 10 o'clock, John.
What's up?
How are you, sir?
Fine. So I got a question. So one of these days, the left will steal a presidential election. Would you agree with that? And they'll be voted in.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said one day the left will steal an election and they'll be voted in. Far left will be voted in.
Sure.
So after the, you're a gun guy, I'm a gun guy. So after these mandatory buybacks takes place and nobody participates, what comes after that?
I'm not understanding your question.
Well, but they know, obviously, I've heard you say you buy new guns, so they know that you have guns.
Right.
So
They don't know that I have them. I mean, I've sold all my guns. I don't have any guns. I have one gun that I carry
me
around.
Me either.
I have one gun I carry around. I sold all the other ones at gun shows for cash.
Gotcha.
I carried my one little gun around. I don't have any rifles. I don't have any AR-15s. I don't have any shotguns. I don't have any other pistols. I have the one pistol I carry around. Every other pistol. If the FBI or any future Democrat administration is listening, I sold every other gun for cash at a gun show.
But do you think, like in Elmore and Autauga and County, I mean, these local police, they could care less. They're not going to come around and try to raid you and take your firearms. I don't even see it being a problem down here in this part of the world.
I do, because what's going to happen is they're going to tie federal money. They're going to know about how many guns are in this area, and they're going to tie federal money to the confiscation of those weapons. And the local police departments will immediately get out and try to find them.
Well, that's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. Everybody thinks, well, the military would never turn a gun on an American. Yeah, they would. They absolutely would. Yeah. And if they won't, they'll get shot in the head, and they'll find somebody who will. Do you understand that when civilian populations are subdued by formerly free governments, it's never bloodless. It's never bloodless. It won't be bloodless in Australia. They gave up their guns in 96 to a school shooting. I think, you know, I looked into the school shooting thing. The guy said that, old boy in the book that you recommended, he said that that guy predicted they would do school shootings.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
Try to take the guns. So I looked into it. School shootings were almost unheard of prior to the school shooting in Australia that successfully caused all the guns to be taken up. After that, all of a sudden, you have a bunch of crazies, almost always with deep FBI contacts, almost always on mind-altering medication, brain-altering medication, let's say that, almost all on brain-altering medication.
Right.
And they, school shootings went through the roof. Huh. School shootings went through the roof. Just like that. Just like that. Bingo. Happened. It certainly provides the motivation. Certainly provides the motivation. Because there are a lot of people out there that want your guns. Bernie Sanders just can tell you right out. He doesn't even just want your gun. He wants to kill you. Population control. We can't handle this population control. Okay, if we can't handle it, what happens if it happens? You going to kill people? That's what it sounds like. Half past.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered.
Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on U.S. 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard & Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More hot, dry days in our future. In fact, today we'll be in the mid to upper 90s as sunshine dominates again. Clear skies tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow and Sunday, how about a high temperature near 100 both days? Rain chances, you know, 10% at best. Lows at night in the low 70s. Then by Monday and Tuesday, only widely scattered afternoon storms. Just a slight chance. High temperatures near 100 Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In 34 minutes after 10 o'clock. My man over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, that's Tom Latham. You're by there when you get a chance. 284-9292. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. You're going to love, you are going to absolutely love Tom Latham. Here's what I mean by that. You have a need, obviously. It's concrete related. Everybody does. You need an outdoor patio. You need a walkway, driveway. You need a foundation for a new house or business. Everybody has a need for concrete at some point. And you got a lot of options. It's Bernie's not president yet. Too many options. Too many choices. Right now, we still have options. We don't have Soviet-style concrete availability. But when you call all those other people, you get no guarantees of quality. You get no guarantees their employees are any good. When you call Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, you do. You do, because I'm telling you, putting my word on it, the guy knows what he's doing. He's good at his job. 284-9292, 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyearn.co. You can even find him on Facebook. Just search Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. All right. Robert Mugabe, dead as a wedge. I thought he died like 10 years ago.
Rust in power, Bob Mugabe.
I thought they killed him when they deposed him a couple years ago. I had no idea he was still alive. Is that one of those, that's not old enough, I guess. That's not one of those things to be, the Mandela effect, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody thought Mandela was dead?
Yeah, that's right.
And then, like, Luke, I am your father, where it doesn't say that.
Uh-huh.
Says, like...
That's right.
Something that says something else.
Yeah, he doesn't say that exactly. That's right.
Well, and then the Berenstain Bears, now the Berenstain Bears.
Now that is weird.
That's the one that got you, right?
Yeah. That's really weird.
You know the Berenstain Bears came to my elementary school, or people dressed up as them, when I was in Indiana. So I had to be first, second, third grade. And they did in the gym a show me on the doll where he touched you type thing. It spooked me. It totally freaked me out.
I'm sure.
Like my grandma, when I get out of the bath, would put baby powder on her rump.
Yeah.
Because that's what old women
right.
did.
Yeah.
After that, where did he touch you? I started looking at her like, what are you touching me?
Get away from me, lady.
What are you doing with that baby powder?
Granny, why are you nasty? But do you remember that as Berenstain or Berenstain Bears?
It's Berenstain. Yeah, it is Berenstain Bears.
I like, all right, I mean, it's not the third hour yet.
Yeah,
but
well.
But, like, part of me thinks we're in a different timeline. Okay?
I agree. I think we shifted
the,
at some point.
The Hadrian Collider or something.
Something
like,
happened.
Maybe when they, maybe the first nuclear bomb, like, something shifted us into another universe.
I agree. I 100% agree.
I mean.
Because Luke, I am your father, is what was said.
That one is easily explainable.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because it's the same thing with, because Jim Carrey says it in a, he says it as Darth Vader, like, in one of his first movies. Mm-hmm. And so what people are doing is, like me, I don't have a, I don't have an impression of Tracy Morgan. I have an impression of Jay Moore doing an impression of Tracy Morgan. We gonna get everybody pregnant! But, because I don't even think Tracy Morgan's that funny. I think Jay Moore doing Tracy Morgan is funny. So that's the thing, is that everybody just, like, thought of it as, like, the line that the guy quoted is not, you know, it isn't correct, and that's how that works. But the Berenstain Bears thing, that's a real thing. I mean, everybody that is our age thinks it's Berenstain Bear with
Berenstain.
Ian. Yeah,
clearly.
Ian.
Clearly.
And then, like, 5 years ago, there were, it's A-N.
A-I-N. No, it's
yeah,
not.
Either
a word.
Yeah. Either that or it's like a massive psyop where they're trying to see what they can, just what they can get people to believe.
Yeah, but how did they go back in time and change all the books?
Well, did they? Because have you gone to the library and verify, you know what I mean? Like, did they, or did they just put that image out there and get us all to think that?
I don't know. I got,
I'm just saying, like, what if I lived, what, Baron, what if I, like, had this compound, like, out on the edge of the desert?
Yeah.
And I wanted to get middle-class kids.
You and Charlie?
Under control. I'm just saying. If I wanted to see if I could, like, take them from normal middle-class people. One of them even attended a Catholic school, Baron, in Mobile.
Yeah.
And I wanted to turn them into raving lunatic murderers.
Mm-hmm.
Think there'd be a way to do that? I don't know, Chaz, but let's try it.
Well, Chaz, I've always told you, you give me enough money, you give me enough money and control of the media.
Right.
And Hollywood and the little radio starlets, the Taylor Swifts of the world and the rappers and all that. You give me control of cinematic production. You give me control of the nightly news. You give me control I will have you convince the Earth is flat.
Yeah,
I promise you.
Case in point, did you see that? Who's the cat that's writing the Star Wars movies now? One of the guys, Joss Whedon. I think that's right. One of these guys that writes all this stuff. But it's all fan service, right?
It's a dumb name.
Yeah, oh, it's a stupid name.
Is that short for something?
I don't think so. I think that's his name. Joss. But he said that Star Wars, the next one's going to feature their first gay character.
Why?
Correct. Why?
Why?
Why? I'm not for it or against it.
I don't care.
Don't, like, it's just, it just to me, it just seems dumb.
But you remember when Will and Grace was avant-garde because it featured gay main characters?
Right.
And the show was about gayness.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like there was a side story. There had been gay characters in stories before, but just a kind of a side show or a side feature. It was so avant-garde. If you tried to do Will and Grace today, people would be like, that's boring. It wouldn't take off.
Right.
People like, so what, you know.
I like the the chick that's Blotto all the time though.
You know why the
That was the one that I liked.
You know why the globalists pushing gays, right?
Population control.
Population control. Every
look at the big brain on Dave.
Every major liberal policy is about limiting family size. Every single one. And they get behind it, and then within a generation or two, conservatives are advocating for it more vociferously than the liberals who pushed it a generation or two before that. Abortion. We're about a generation away from conservatives, the Republican Party, being the biggest proponent of abortion. We're about maybe half a generation. Gay marriage, birth control, all of it. It's all about limiting population, all of it. It's the great liberal push. The great liberal push. Who's this?
Hey, it's Randall.
Randall.
And what you're saying, that's what's already happening. That's the biggest kick they get out of themselves, is that they get somebody to do something and making them think that they're doing it on their own. That's the laugh. That's the joke that the CIA thinks of. I mean, and it's what they got on everybody. They take somebody, like you said, and they find them already searching, like Epstein searching, you know, Fidelity. And that's how they just push them a little bit, give them a certain little drug, and to take over. And the four who started it, I mean, it's John Rockefeller, Cornelius Vanderbilt, Andrew Carnage and J.P. Morgan, John Morgan. They the ones started. They started the Nugenic program and Operation Markenberg, and then the CIA. They also started. They funded it. I mean, and they do exactly what you say. And then you go to that music. I think right now they're using rap to push opioids on black folks. Exactly what they're doing. And it's so clear now.
That's $1,000 couple of million. You ain't even know it.
Yeah, you ain't even know it. But and it makes sense. And that's what they said. And where do you think it's coming from? How do you think that much lean and that much liquid is getting out? That much. Right. I mean, that's a lot, bro. That is a lot. And somebody's got to know where it's coming from. And just like when the Taliban took over in 2001, before we went back to war with them, the lowest opioid production ever in the world was that year.
Yep.
And then we started another war.
Oh, go read the not John Brennan, the former CIA guy, but go read a piece from another guy named John Brennan. I'm trying to think of where I saw it the other day. He outlined how the U.S. military is cultivating opium for heroin purposes in southern Afghanistan. 100%. They now have about 80% of the world's opium is produced in Afghanistan for heroin.
Vietnam was the same thing.
But Randall, this is what's always been the case. To begin with, going back to your original point, the CIA and the deep state, of course they're funded by corporate interests. They serve corporate interests. So of course corporate interests founded them. It's 100%. There's no doubt in my mind. It's not debatable or disputable. It's a fact of life. They're so ingrained. There's so many of them. You have no idea how many deep state operatives there are just walking around in plain sight. You said Mockingbird, was that where they were shoving people into media? And they had hundreds of CIA agents or hundreds of CIA assets in the media?
The media monopoly is another you can read in the Endless Chain. Them two, man, they lined up. I'm telling you.
But this isn't like a conspiracy theory. There are declassified documents from the CIA articulating who was where, how they were a CIA asset, why they were there. We're talking ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times. You give me enough money, let me control the deep state. I don't even need the rest of it, because if you give me the deep state and the corporate interest, I'll control all the rest of it.
That's who's doing it now, and it hurts me to see. Is that damn man? What is a black person doing with Lee? What y'all doing on opium? People, you know what I mean? That's what me and my boy are talking about. That ain't, you know what I mean? That's white folks crap. You know what I mean? Why all of a sudden is all the way through the music? We ain't, bro. You know what I mean? Exactly, because and that whole gas to America is making us do something and thinking we're doing it for ourselves when we're doing it for them.
Well, the deep state has always wanted to destroy the black community. Always. Always. Through abortion, through destroying the family structure and the family unit. You cannot have a middle-class black uprising. The deep state cannot withstand that. They absolutely cannot withstand that, because they have to have that 10, 12, 15% automatic vote every single time. And so every time black folks have shown as a community, all right, we're finally ready to take the next step as a community, something else comes in, whether it's the harmful music, whether it's gun culture, drug culture, crack cocaine that was sold directly from the CIA into the inner cities and pushed around the country. It's always been that. And now they're using opioids.
Preach, man. I'm telling you, that's how they took over. That's how British took over China shipping and stuff, too, with opioids. And that was so long ago. I mean, how stupid are we to sit here and keep doing it, though, to ourselves now that I know that? So, and I mean, China actually had opium wars where British, they got their folks hooked on it and took their, man, they took their soul away from them. They took their ports and all that stuff, man. And it just, and then brought it right over here doing the same thing in 2019 that they done in 1800. And we still falling for it. And that's what I think. What if Donald Trump stops all the drug sales, all the illegal drugs, and all the war? What happens to the economy for real, Barron? What all this money that's getting washed, all this drug money is popping all these Italian restaurants up, making them look like they're worth millions when they ain't worth nothing. What happens to the stock market for real? What happens to everybody's stuff?
Well, let me explain this. You know how to get an understanding of how big the drug problem is in this country and how it has to be organized and structured and coming in from the deep state through shipping and all that? They will every now and then find tons of cocaine. I mean, tons and tons of tons of cocaine. It doesn't even blip the drug market. The cost of cocaine around the country doesn't go up one penny when multiple literal, you know, 25,000 pounds of it are taken off the market, not one penny increase in the price of drugs. That's how much cocaine is getting brought into this country. That's how much opium is getting into this country. And you know what the deep state's trying to convince you of right now? I got this headline right here, Randall, from the Epic Times. China is using fentanyl as chemical warfare, experts say. No, they're not. No, they're not. The deep state's using it and blaming China because, you know, it's easier. Everybody hates China right now. And so we can say, oh, China's doing it. They said behind the deadly opioid epidemic ravaging communities across the United States lies a carefully planned strategy by a hostile foreign power that experts describe as a form of chemical warfare. It involves the production and trafficking of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that caused the deaths of more than 32,000 Americans in 2018 alone, and fentanyl-related substance. China is the, quote, largest source of illicit fentanyl in the United States. A November 2018 report by U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission stated. Well, who's on that committee? Yeah. What deep staters wrote that?
And you know, they just got that boy, that rapper, they just arrested the boy that sold him the fentanyl press. You know, it was press, repressed pills. They sent it fentanyl. But I'm going to say they're lying. I'm going to stand right here. Maybe this is where I don't know, man. I think that's a lie. I think that's a cover-up, too, because I know folks that put whole patches in their mouth, chewed on a whole patch of fentanyl. They didn't die. I think they putting cum fentanyl in it. They ain't telling nobody. They want to get rid of it. I mean, that's the whole reason. Man, I don't want to go back to her, but your boy played the guitar left-handed so good. He wanted to come off the his stomach got sick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, but Randall, they prescribe fentanyl like in those patches. It has a medical use. It's just that the reason that it causes so many overdoses is that it the strength is stronger than what you get on the street. And so if you think that it's one thing and you're using it, it's like if you think your coffee is decaf, but and you drink an espresso. Yeah. Well, whoops! Now you're all hopped up on caffeine. Except for the problem here is that the dosage rate, the dosage switch kills you.
Right. I got to run, Randall. Got to take a break. Good call. Randall gets it, man. Randall gets it as well as anybody I've ever talked to. He really does understand the deep state and the connections and how they run everything you think you know is true. Well, I mean, honestly, the theme of this show for the last 5 years could be, what if everything you thought was true wasn't true? What if everything you thought was true wasn't true?
Yeah.
11 minutes till the top of the hour. We ain't even gotten on AIDS. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. I could go on for months.
I love it. A friend of mine texted me and said, if this was an Apple podcast, they'd flag y'all for being too crazy.
Probably.
I said, yeah, that is what we're going for.
That's what we want. I don't want to be on Apple.
All right. Weird.
Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Let me just send out an urgent message right now. I talked to Ken Williams personally on the phone yesterday after the show. You got to call her.
You really do.
I told her, I said, Kim, is it as dire as you say? She said, Baron, there are 70 or 80% of the people in this River Region market that hear your voice on the radio every day. 70 or 80% of them are overpaying for their mortgage. And they think they're in the 20% who aren't. And almost all of them are in the 70 or 80%. Call her. You lose nothing. You lose nothing. Call her. 567-4223. It is urgent. It is dire. Rates are so low. So low that it could be a month. It could be 2 months. It could be 5 months or 6 months. You are going to be so sad and so sorry you missed out on this. You ever look back at the stock market and think, man, I wish I'd have bought it when I thought about buying it at $20,000. It's at $27,000 now.
If I'd have just...
Now's your chance.
I think of literally everything that I bought in 2009 and 2010, and I just should have just... every single thing. I look at things in my house, and I'm like, that's $400 that I could have bought Apple stock with.
I'll give you something better. You know who advised me to buy Apple stock? A professor at Auburn in 2000 told me they were coming out with a computer that you could put in your pocket one day, and Apple would control the world.
Yeah, my dad knows a dude that...
Stock was under a dollar.
Yeah, my dad knows a dude that did that. It's mortgages mom's house. Yeah, he lives on Kauai now.
Yeah. It was under a dollar. It's like $800 now. Could have bought 10 bucks worth. We'll be back. Could have bought 100 bucks worth and retired. We'll be back. I want to reach out and grab you. Ever, ever could you.
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I saw a YouTube video one time of a guy playing this on one guitar. Now, he didn't hit every note, but he hit 80% of them, 90% of them. You knew what it was. But he's playing both guitar pieces at once.
Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything.
It's pretty impressive. I don't even think Knopfler could do that.
This is their best album, by the way. Their original album. Put it on. Let's do it all the way through. Do not get interrupted. You'll be on another planet when it gets finished. 5 minutes till the top of the hour. Oh, guess what's on the menu at Midtown Pizza Kitchen now? Cheese ravioli with meat sauce. Cheese ravioli with meat sauce that's on the menu. So it's going to be available all the time. One of my favorite dishes they ever do. They do great stuff, all handmade, homemade dishes at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The marinara is currently bubbling on the back eye because they're going to open those doors in about 4 or 5 minutes. They're getting the sauté machine going, the sauté guy's going with the garlic and the onions and the olive oil right now. He's getting that all nice and smelling. That place smells so good when they fire those doors open at 11 o'clock. Oh, my goodness. They got a private dining room in there. Don't forget about the private dining room over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Don't forget, September 19th, Dave and Barron hosting Comedy Night at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Make your plans to be there. That's Thursday. We'll get started 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Go for about an hour, hour and a half. Have a good time, everybody. Hopefully get a few chuckles out of it and then head back to the respective homes and get the heck out of Midtown Pizza Kitchen because they don't want to be there all night. But have a good time. Good time. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location here in Montgomery. Check them out. Georgia.
Hey. What I want to know, Mrs. Woods was asking for poll
watchers.
Watchers. Okay. Mm. My husband has a question for you.
Okay. Are we passing the phone?
Yeah.
Like the Beastie Boys.
Passing the phone to Kim.
Yeah, okay. What's going on, Ken?
Well, when you walk through Walmart, if you don't walk real carefully, you can get remarks or looks like you're a racist and not be doing anything wrong.
Okay.
I've seen that, yeah. I'm just curious as to what your opinion is on these poll workers. How effective can they be? I mean, if they even say something to a person, they probably would be called racist.
I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. let me ask you this. What you do is you alert the inspector, the main worker there at the polling location, and you call the sheriff. For example, if you walk in at 6:30 in the morning to get the polls open and the boxes have not been inspected and they don't have the appropriate seals on them, and there are paper ballots still in the machine, and the machine counts at 310. It starts there in the morning. You have a phone. Take a picture. Do a video. Do whatever you have to do, and call the sheriff. Derek Cunningham will ensure a fair and free election if he's notified of an irregularity. I promise you. He's one of the most honest, honorable, decent men in the entire county of Montgomery.
Do they have orientation for poll workers? Do they know?
Poll workers, yes. Poll watchers, no. Poll watching is an uncompensated volunteer thing.
How effective can the poll watchers
be? Good Lord, dude.
I just answered that. You alert the sheriff and you document the irregularity. That's how effective you are. I mean, you're not gonna go in there with a badge and start arresting people. You're just observing. You're just an observer. And you document the irregularity, and you contact the campaign, and you contact the sheriff, and they get it fixed. They come out there and investigate it and see if it's wrong. But let me tell you, if they're opening boxes that don't have the tape on them and don't have the and have ballots in them, oh, these were just test ballots. We forgot to take them out. Sheriff's coming, please. He'll deal with it. Because they can take those boxes out of commission.
Aaron.
Yeah, I got to run, Georgia. I got to run. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Not being rude, just coming up on the top of the hour. Don't worry, baby.
That was a very it's a very Montgomery reply. Well, why would we watch the polls? Because it won't work. Let's just not work. They might say something mean to us. I'm not hating on your husband, Georgia, but like, come on, man. Like, you got to try. You got to try.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control.